Stones on a Grave by Kathy Kaser, narrated by Anne-Marie Damon, published by Orca Book Publishers. Stones on a Grave by Kathy Kaser, narrated by Anne-Marie Damon, published by Orca Book Publishers.
In early June 1964, the benevolent home for necessitous girls burns to the ground, and its vulnerable residents are thrust out into the world. The orphans, who know no other home, find their lives changed in an instant. Arrangements are made for the youngest residents, but the seven oldest girls are sent on their way with little more than a clue or two to their pasts and the hope of learning about the families they have never known. On their own for the first time in their lives, they are about to experience the world in ways they never imagined.
Chapter 1. The smoke was choking Sarah, sucking the air out of her lungs. It billowed in massive clouds from the orphanage roof, exploding like lava and pouring across the sky. Sarah stood on the lawn facing the disintegrating building, shaking uncontrollably. She pulled a blanket around her shoulders, wondering briefly how it had gotten there. Had she grabbed it when she ran from her room? Everything was a blur. Who had awoken her, screaming in the middle of the night? She had a vague recollection of one of the girls. Was it Tony? Pounding on her door and calling out frantically, "Fire! Sarah! Dot! Tess! Get out of the house! Run! Run!" Sarah had staggered from her bed. She remembered clutching her roommate Dot's arm before scrambling down the long staircase, faltering in the dark. They had practiced fire drills 1,000 times in the past, but no one ever paid much attention. This was no rehearsal. This was real. Girls pushed up behind Sarah as she stumbled against the ones in front. "What about Tess?" Dot yelled. "Not here." Sarah had known without even checking that their roommate would not be in her bed. She would be out roaming, as she often did in the middle of the night. "No time to dress," Sarah realized, glancing down at her nightgown and bare feet. No time to take anything except the tin box under her bed. It held all the money she had been saving. She didn't even know how much was there, had resisted the urge to count it these last couple of years. She was waiting for a special occasion, maybe her birthday, to see how much she had saved. "If you ever had to leave this place, what would be the one thing you would take with you?" Dot had once asked. "This box." Sarah clutched it to her body and gagged, struggling to find a taste of something clean in the sooty night air. "Are all the girls out of the house?" Mrs. Hazelton, their matron, was pacing, her eyes scanning the lawn where the girls were huddled in twos and threes. She, too, was wrapped in a blanket. Her hair, usually so neat, was wildly disheveled. This was the first time Sarah had ever seen the administrator of the orphanage in a nightgown. Mrs. Hazelton was always so well-groomed, so perfectly put together. Sarah couldn't even imagine the woman actually sleeping.
"Don't you worry, ma'am. Everyone's out."
It was Joe who responded. Their cook held two of the littlest girls in his arms. Their faces were buried in his shoulder. Sarah watched their bodies writhe and tremble against his chest.
"I'm counting them all just to make sure. And Ms. Webster is here, too."
Their home economics teacher lived on the first floor of the house.
"She's got a couple of the young ones with her, Donna and Jen."
Sarah was counting as well. First, the seven. They were always called the seven. Herself, Tony, Betty, Dot, Malou, Katie, and Tess, who had now mysteriously appeared, fully clothed, along with the younger girls. Were they all there? It would be okay as long as everyone was there. Please be there. Others were gathering on the lawn, townspeople who usually kept their distance from the orphans. But now they looked concerned. They moved in between the girls, handing out blankets. Perhaps that's how Sarah's had found its way around her shoulders. She searched the crowd for a sign of Luke, but couldn't see him. Did he even know what was happening? Would he come if he did know? Sarah pushed.
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?